Every year in the U.S., 200,000 people get pacemakers, 600,000 get knee replacements, and 2.5 million have surgery to implant artificial eye lenses to fix cataracts. But as 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed tells us in this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, the medical community knows little about how the aging process affects these implantable medical devices.
Brian Brown wants to change that. He's a professor of bioengineering at the University of Pittsburgh, and he's trying to figure out how to harness the immune system's natural inflammatory response to better integrate these devices into the body.
Think about some of the cells that come in there. They clean up debris, they kill bacteria. Those are important functions. And so anytime we have an implant, we create a surgical injury.
In young mammals, whether mice or humans, the inflammatory response is strong and predictable. But in older mammals, including those people most likely to wind up with hip replacements and pacemakers, the response becomes less effective.
We think that there's something inherent in that inflammatory process, something that's different about the inflammation that happens following the implantation of a medical device in an aged animal versus young.
Brown says figuring that out could help researchers find ways to make devices work better in the body, which is important because as we live longer, the demand for these devices is only likely to increase. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Liz Reed.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.